like I'm old and frail.
Oh, or it's like old, the way old people's hands move when they get really old.
The way old people's hands move when they get really old. Yeah, that was so eloquent. Guys, you hear the trickling and rumbling. There's a thunderstorm happening. So hopefully it's cozy vibes and not annoying.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good, like, background noise. People fall asleep to, like, rainstorms.
Ooh, you guys falling asleep to this? I hope not. I'm so annoying.
I think we're too loud for
people
to fall asleep.
I think I scream maybe every other episode, so...
Yeah, you might hear, like, a bird or two chirping.
A bird? It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, it's raining here. There might be birds here. Okay, never mind.
Just saying.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Let's Talk About It. I'm Skylar.
And I'm Emily.
And in this week's episode, we're talking about someone who is 2 years our junior, which is really weird. We always talk about celebrities that like are older than us, I feel like.
Yeah.
This is like the generation below us. Like,
no, Generation Z is anyone born after 1997.
No, I know, but like that was not what I was trying to say. No, I know, but she's like she is like popular amongst all age groups, at least her music.
Yes.
But she's definitely like the age group below us. Like they're like Taylor Swift. Like,
Yeah.
No, she's like their saying. Big pop star. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we get into that though, two things we have to talk about. One, very great. Shout out to our first podcast supporter.
Oh,
Abby,
yeah.
We love you. That is really nice.
Thank you so much.
We were not expecting that at all. You were the best, literally. So, want to give you a big fat hug if you want that through virtual.
If you want that. If you don't.
Through audio.
Yeah. Big audio hug. Thanks.
If you don't want that, then we'll just look into your eyes. Like, have you ever heard that, like, dogs, how they hug is, like, looking you in the eyes?
No, that's so sweet.
Yeah, apparently when they, like, stare at you in the eyes in, like, a loving way, it's, like, hugging you.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. Number two. Not as cool. Bad news. We forgot that Evan Peters is problematic in our last episode.
Oh my god.
Someone pointed out that he had retweeted a really awful anti-protest tweet during the BLM protests last summer. And we do not condone that, and we are not with him at all on that. He said it was an accident, but who knows?
Your thumb doesn't slip on a retweet like
who retweets by accident and doesn't realize?
I literally forgot that that happened, and thanks to the person who, like, just mentioned it, like, on our TikTok, and we were like, shit, you're so right. Another man that we have to scratch off of our list of men that we can, like...
Well, you know what it was?
For good reason, because...
Yeah.
ACAB all the way.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh, my God, yeah.
What?
But, like, he was, like, not as relevant... to me, at least, in the summer. So, like, when that happened, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever, Evan Peters. Like, okay, cool, he's in American Horror Story. I didn't think about him that much until he was in Mare of Easttown. So, he really slipped under the rug there. So.
Anyways, fuck Evan Peters.
Anyways, not on our show, Evan.
Not on our show, so.
Anyways, talking about...
apologies.
Our apologies. Unproblematic queen, Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, yeah, that's who we're talking about today. Could you guys tell in the intro?
I said that.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
When?
I said this week we're talking about Olivia Rodrigo. Did I not say her name?
No, I don't think you ever said her name.
That's so funny. Am I okay?
It's Olivia Rodrigo week, guys. we're trying to relate to the youngsters that listen to this podcast.
This is us trying to feel young again. Feeling really old this week.
Skylar's joints hurt so bad.
No,
you guys
don't even joke about like my knees and my ankles and my back. It's not funny.
Swollen joints. Okay, no, I've been having back problems. I think I was like during one of my practices. I think I like threw out my back in a weird way, but like it feels better now.
I threw out my back.
I don't know how else to describe it.
No, I know.
Olivia Rodrigo, her new album came out, like about a month ago, I feel like. Or
I have no concept of time.
It was, like, mid to late May.
It feels like a week ago, but I know it wasn't a week ago. So.
No, it was not a week ago. No. So, Skylar, did you ever watch High School Musical, the musical, the series?
No, I had to Google what it was about, because I didn't even know that. Like, I didn't even know what the plot was. It's so meta.
Yes. Okay. I watched it last winter with my friends. The only way that I could get to watch that was, like, if I was with a group of people. I think we just, like, binged, like, all of the episodes within, like, 2 days. Yeah, it's, like, high schoolers that go to this high... Well, I feel like most people know what High School Musical, the musical, the series is. But if you're old
farts like us, apparently.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I heard that thunder.
Is that cozy?
Sick. Is it cozy vibes? These high schoolers go to the same high school where High School Musical was filmed. East High. And then their play, or their senior musical, or the musical... their spring musical is High School Musical. And they're making a show about it. It's kind of like... They do some talking heads, I think. Like, it's kind of mockumentary, like The Office.
Parks and Rec. I didn't know that.
The style is not, like, sitcom-y. It's more, like... I feel like sometimes there were some confessionals from characters or
There's, like, pretend, like, fourth wall breaking.
Yes.
That's crazy. So. I did not know that.
It's filmed... I mean, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, because I watched it a year and a half ago. But I feel like that was... That happened.
That's so weird.
And that's where Joshua Bassett and Olivia Rodrigo met.
And then
fell out of love.
That situation still confuses me so much. And, like, sorry, we have to talk about it because, like, who can't? Because everybody was so mad at Joshua Bassett, but, like, wasn't she, like, 17 and he was, like, 19?
Yeah, so he's, like, our age and she's 2 years older than
So maybe it was,
she's
like, 2 years younger than us. That, like, he didn't...
Yeah.
Pursue a committed relationship with her.
Yeah.
I think it's weird in the first place that they, like, had a thing. For him, not for her.
I know, because it's, like, I'm still 19 and I can't think of, like...
A high schooler.
A high schooler. But when you're not in a school setting and it's just someone who's 2 years younger than you and you don't have, like, you're a senior, she's a sophomore.
Yeah, that's true.
It takes... It, like... For the person, it may, like, strip another level, and you might, like, think it's okay. So, I don't know.
Yeah, and also, like, I mean, I don't know that much about, like, the psychology of, like, child actors. But, like, there is a different maturation rate. Like, not saying it's good or bad for, like, people who grow up in the industry.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, like, kids who grow up, like, working are totally different mentally than kids who grow up, like, just going to school.
Mm. Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I still think it's weird. And, like...
No, it was weird. But apparently... So, some of my background knowledge that I know from what my friend told me. Mm-hmm. But, apparently, there is this scene in, like, the last episode where... I don't know their, like, character names, so I'm just gonna say their real
names. I think it's Ricky, and I don't know Olivia's name.
Oh, I think her name's Nini. Ricky. Name's Nina.
Okay.
Or Nini, or something.
The TikTok audio that's like, remember how crushed you were over Ricky? Crush is a little strong or whatever. Yeah, that's the only reason. Yeah.
So there's this end scene of the series where, like, he professes her love for her. And his love for her. Oh, my God. Apparently, that scene, like, part of it or all of it or whatever, like, what he says was improvised.
Like, okay.
And because they were, like, dating at the time, I think people were like, oh my God, it was improvised, and he was saying real things about how much he really loves her, and, like, stuff like that. So that's all that I knew, and, like,
I wonder if
other
that's
than
true.
That, I have no idea.
That's kind of like, you know how, Curtis Connor made that video about, like, people who lie on the internet. He was like, it always ends with, and then everybody clapped. Oh my God. With everybody clapped. I feel like whenever people post TikToks about, like, a scene in a show, there will always be a comment that's like, this scene was actually improvised by this actor. Right. And it's like, yeah. Who told you that? You just made that up to get likes on a comment.
I, like, don't know, but that was sort of, like, the general, that was what was being said about it at the time. So, don't know.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. So, that's all I knew about it. And then when Driver's License came out, like, that's when, like, Twitter and TikTok were, like, filling me in on what happened.
Because,
like, I literally don't keep up with any of that stuff. Ever.
Everything I learn on TikTok about people that I'm not fans of is by force. Like, not even, like, it just happens passively. Like, it's by force. Like, I had no choice but to know that Joshua Bassett had a thing with Olivia Rodrigo, and they were on the set of High School Musical, and then he was with Sabrina Carpenter, who was just dating Griffin Gluck, like, a second ago. So that caught me off guard, because I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I literally don't know, because, like, people loved her song so much. And I liked it, too.
Driver's License.
I don't think you liked it that much. Did you like it?
I liked the song. I think it was really good. Like, she's a good songwriter. I just, like, I don't know. If I hear a song on TikTok and it's, like, too much, like, I can't even listen to it. Like, there will be songs that I like, but I hear them on TikTok and it makes me want to die. Like, it's kind of like the reaction to, like, if you made a song, your alarm. Like, I, like, flinch.
Oh, yeah.
There's an artist I like. Her name is Billy something. Hold on. It's important to the story. I promise.
Okay.
It's relevant. Billy Martin. She's a song called Garden of Eden, and it's a TikTok sound, and I can't listen to the song anymore because it's been murdered by TikTok.
What's the sound? What's it like?
What part of the song is it? Hold on. It's like the ding 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 ding. Running, it's like an indie girl sound.
Okay.
It's like a guitar by itself being like ding 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 ding.
Okay.
I hate you for making me describe this. What's the sound? It's not even like lyrics. Anyways. It's just like the very beginning of the song.
Yeah. Okay, I get that. But that was going on for a while in, like, I don't know, winter, like January or something?
Yeah, but then a year before that, she also had TikTok by the throat. With, all I want is a good guy.
Oh my god.
And then that other song from High School Musical where it's both her and Joshua Bassett, like, them together on a duet.
Oh, really?
You can make me...
I didn't know about the duet song. Which one?
I put it in my notes what it's called. Just a Moment. Oh. They're, like, singing together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, she had, like, a TikTok sound every few months,
basically. Yeah, she was getting a lot of fame that way, like, a lot of recognition. Mm-hmm. But it also took me a really long time to find out where that audio was from on TikTok. Like, I
the All I Want one.
Yeah,
I remember the, like, people were hearing it on TikTok and be like, wow, this girl's like 17 or whatever, like, she's so good. Like, she is really good. No, she's really good.
She's really good.
It's like a garage band techno sound.
She's really good. Do 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 do.
Wow, she's really good. Do 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 do.
Up. If you're older, you'll understand that reference. If you're a fan of Olivia Rodrigo,
if you've seen Camp Rock or been on TikTok, because that was also a TikTok sound.
Oh yeah, but people didn't know it was from Camp Rock.
Oh my god, I have a funny story about Camp Rock.
Okay.
Tell it. I don't know why I hated that movie so much when it came out.
What the?
I actually still don't like it that much. Fun fact.
Skylar, why?
Because, is it a good movie, Emily? Riddle me that.
Who cares? Riddle me that. Okay, the first one was not bad, Sky.
No, like, but the
second... And also, the second one was low-key good because of the opposing camp's song.
The second one was better.
The second one was good. Camp Rock! Camp Rock!
Well, I hated it. and I still don't like it that much. Like, I'll watch it now. Why? But, like, I hate... Emily, I don't know. I hated it. I think I, like, didn't like Demi Lovato that much. I don't know why. Like, they annoyed me. But when that movie... When the second movie came out, it came out on my birthday, and I was pissed that it came out on my birthday. Don't ask me why. Like, no one would have known, but I remember. Oh, so now I'm like, Camp Rock 2 came out, like, however many years ago. Every day on my birthday. So.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny. I liked Camp Rock. Do you like the Hannah Montana movie?
I love Hannah Montana.
Obviously.
Yeah, duh. I'm not a psychopath.
But anyways, back to originally why I brought up driver's license.
Right. Oh, like 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Olivia?
When driver's license, when driver's license dropped, like a week later, Joshua Bassett was coming out with a song called Lie, Lie, Lie.
Oh, right.
And then everyone was like, wait, guys, what's going on? Like, is this a response? Like, how could their release schedules be so close to each other?
Mm-hmm. Is it PR? And then
is it this a PR stunt? And people were questioning their, like, the validity of their relationship. Mm-hmm. But then the music video came out, and I remember seeing TikToks about people being like, this shot looks the same. Like, there's the car motif, and, like, they do the same thing. And are they sharing a jean jacket? Like, what? And I couldn't, like, I did not care enough to follow. But then, like, a week after that, Sabrina Carpenter came out with that song.
You can try to get under my skin. That song's so bad.
And her song is like, oh, you miss him? Well, I'm hitting it every night. Like, literally, fuck you. It's, like, so like a insane.
17-year-old girl. She's like, you missed the boyfriend who wasn't your boyfriend? Well, I'm having sex with him.
Every single night, and he chose me. Like,
even though her song was, like, all about him and how much she missed him and, not like, did not say a literally, if anything, was self-deprecating towards herself about the girl. About Sabrina.
Yeah.
And Sabrina was like, you bitch.
Yeah. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I didn't get it. And so, like, everyone was talking about it. And I was like, I literally do not understand this. And I absolutely do not care. So, yeah. I didn't follow it. But it gets shoved down your throat on TikTok. Like, you just can't help but know
these things. I think it's because you and I went through, like, One Direction. And, like, I was a big 5 Seconds of Summer person. So, like, we went through our fandom drama. So, now we're, like, old ladies. And, like, when people, like, force drama down our throats, we're like, oh, like, every time I see, like, those snap, I can't help but watch them, like, when I'm really bored or, like, waiting to do something. Because, like, you can watch them on silent with the captions. But I see, like, these TikTokers and they're like, like, this person cheated on this person with this person. And I'm like, this is so stupid. But then, like, I watch it because I can't help but, like, kind of, like, be entertained by it. But it's like, ugh, I'm so exhausted.
No, yeah, that I think that's a good point. Like, I don't have the energy to care about musicians dating other, like, famous people or whoever, and then, like, songs being made about them, because as someone who's lived through 7 years of, like, One Direction shit,
oh my god, like,
nothing matters.
I was a 5 Seconds of Summer stan when Luke was dating Arzalea, so I've had enough.
Ouch.
Yeah, that hurt.
He's engaged now, though.
Like, so happy for him, but, like, that one hurt.
Yeah, ouch. My friend and I were talking about that Luke Hemmings fan fiction that I feel like everyone read. The one, like, the main girl's name is Stella in it.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God.
Emily, of course I know what you're talking about.
No, I know, because I read it, too, but she read it, and it was just, like, so funny. Like, I feel like everyone was, like, 13.
Do you think, like, there's fanfiction about, like, I think also another thing, me completely changing, I'll get back to what I was originally going to say, but I think it's also because these people are our age and we're past the age where, like, you completely envelop yourself in the personal lives of other people.
Totally.
Even if you really like them. And they are our age, so it's kind of like high school to, like, be invested in someone who's in your age group but you don't know. Yeah. And, like, their personal lives. But, I mean, that being said, I do love her album, and her album's really good, and, like, I appreciate the backstory. Yeah,
but, But it's completely different because like they're not just literally just what you said, like they're not older than us and we're also older than we were, like we're not 13 or 14 anymore. And like as we've grown up and they're like the people coming up from like the people that were younger than us, so it's like we're not gonna care. It's like being obsessed with a senior while you're a senior in high school. Like, why would you idolize someone who's the same age as you? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
What I was gonna say though, before I completely like pulled the lever and like made the train of my mind change tracks, but
pull the lever, crank.
That's exactly what I thought when I said pull the lever. So funny. Why do we keep talking about Emperor's New Groove? Anyways,
when did we do that? Oh, we did that last week, didn't we?
Yeah, when I was talking about how David Spade sounded like
Fight Club 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Edward Norton. Do you think there's like, I mean, this could be solved with the Google search. Do you think there's like Joshua Bassett fan fiction? Do you think people are shipping him with Olivia Rodrigo still?
No, I don't think so. Doesn't that happen more with like characters that actors play?
Well, probably. Well, it's this whole thing where it's like there's fan fiction about real people, which is like a whole different discussion, which is like it's super weird and like invasive and kind of creepy. But then there's also like character stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just thinking because like you and I grew up on Tumblr where there was like One Direction fan fiction.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
and
I'm
we were
sure
just talking about Five Sauce fan fiction.
Okay, I'm sure there's like Joshua Bassett like YN stuff, but I don't know if there's Joshua Bassett Olivia Rodrigo stuff.
Well,
and that
be
would
really
feel
weird.
So weird.
Well, like, yeah, because she was a minor for so long.
Yeah, and even if it was like High School Musical, the musical, the series stuff, those are like minor characters, and like that's not cool. Like you shouldn't do that.
Well, I mean, it'd probably be like a minor writing about a minor, like hopefully.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but Anna Todd was like 30 and Harry Styles was 17.
The predators just couldn't stay away from him, could they?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's different from musicians. I feel like it's probably more YN based or just like, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like still fan fiction.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Someone let us know.
Someone do our research for us.
Someone do our research for us.
This is an interactive podcast. Should we look at her birth chart? We do have her birth chart.
Absolutely. I haven't looked at this. This is my genuine
blind
reaction. Blind reaction, guys.
She's a self-proclaimed spicy Pisces, which,
my God.
Girl, we know.
Wow. I love that for her.
Mm-hmm. Libra moon.
That's a nice
Quain. Yeah, Ariana Grande has Quain. A Libra moon. Quain.
Yeah.
Quain. Very relationship focused needs.
Mm.
Which explains the heartbreak.
She has like an Aquarius stellium. Am I reading that correctly?
Well, yeah, she has she has three Aquarius placements, but the outer ones are Uranus and Neptune, which are more like the generational planets, which
Okay.
She does have a lot of Capricorn placements, though.
Yeah, she's a Capricorn rising.
Yeah. Quain, love that. I love Capricorn women.
Yeah, with a Capricorn Venus, too. I'm interested in that part.
The Libra moon with the Capricorn Venus is very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Huh. Sag Mars. Hi, twin.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Quain, us too. How's the running from everything going? It's not going well for me.
How many projects you start and never gonna finish? How many songs do you think she writes and then doesn't have the time to do anything with them?
Oh my God.
That's her Sag
Mars. Literally, I know that's true because on TikTok, during like before her the period before her album but after Driver's License, people were posting stuff from her Instagram where she was like, or her YouTube, or like somewhere, like videos of her singing songs that she wrote. Like, she has tons of songs that I did not hear off the album. But people have a theory about her second album being called Sweet, because she did that whole, she's pulling Taylor Swift. She did that whole thing with Sour Patch Kids, which seems super random. Which, Sour Patch Kids is sourer than they're sweet. So.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Little Taylor Swift moment, little queen.
Okay, it would make so much sense because she's a Swiftie, so if she was doing something
she's
similar.
Taylor Swift's daughter, yeah. Her and yeah. Conan Gray. No.
Oh my god.
Conan Gray. Is that his name?
Yeah.
For a second, I was like, is that him or is that the talk show host?
Who's the talk show host? Conan O'Brien?
Conan O'Brien, yeah.
Yeah, Conan Gray is not Conan O'Brien. You're fine.
For a second, when I said it, I was like, I don't think I've ever said his full name out loud.
You went, Conan Gray? No. Conan Gray. You said it right twice. Her midheaven is in Libra. Same with her moon. And Jupiter's Leo. Yeah, she's mostly air and earth.
Yeah, I think she's mostly air, but she's kind of evenly split from the rest, from what
I can
see.
Yeah, but she has, like, no water besides her...
Besides her sun, which is very interesting.
Yeah. What's a Capricorn Venus like? I feel like I never see that placement.
Have we talked about a Capricorn Venus before? I'm trying to think of an example.
No,
because
I know how Capricorn functions as, like, a moon placement. But, yeah. Like, I'm trying to think if it's sort of similar in Venus, if it's sort of reserved in, like, showing emotion and stuff like that. Or, like, what they
I don't
want,
know.
What they need.
Huh. I would think it's probably... Because Capricorn's kind of known as, like, one of the more materialistic signs, yeah. Like Capricorn Taurus. And yeah. So I would think with, like, a Capricorn Venus, you're probably, one, very focused on, like, physical beauty in your life and, like,
yeah,
like physical comforts. But also probably in love, like, you're probably very giving and, like, probably, like, gift-giving and gift-receiving.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Olivia, what are your love languages? We want to
What are your love languages?
Her live performances. Have you seen any of her live performances?
I did watch her on, I can never get the late shows through in my head. I don't know which one it was, but she sang Good For You. She's really good.
Oh.
But the one that I put on here was she performed at the Brits, which is insane. Yes. That is literally insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were giving, like, weird backlash for that because they said she didn't sound good.
What I was going to say was I watched it and it was her. It was her, a piano, and a harp. And I thought she sounded phenomenal. Like, she has a very good voice. She's very good control. I saw a video of her when she was, like, 8, 10, and she was singing this really I forget what song it was, but, like, a really difficult song to sing, and she was killing it, little queen.
Damn.
Yeah, but it was just her with, like, a harp and a piano, and she sounded so good. I thought, and, like, it was so emotional. I don't know why people are just jealous, probably.
Yeah, it was, like, TikTok comments, I think, and I think people were just noticing, like, if she had, like, nerves in her voice, and I was like, of course she's gonna be nervous, like, she's performing in front of, like, her musical, like, idols on, like, live TV for the first time.
Diarrhea in my pantyhose if I had to perform in front of Harry Styles, like, at the Brits. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I was like, okay. Everyone relax. Like,
I would cry. That's what it was. Like, no, I would have a nervous breakdown. That's insane.
I know. No.
It's so amazing to me how people perform live and people be like, oh, she sounds so nervous. Like, yeah, they're... people, like,
yeah, exactly, it's not a robot, like,
yeah, they can't just be like, I'm a human being. Can be like, I'm a performer being. I don't have any nerves.
Yeah, like, unless they're drugged up, like, they're gonna have a normal human reaction to being in live television in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, duh.
So anyways, back off our girl, you guys.
Yeah, us, like, being protective over her.
Well, she's so young.
I saw, like, she was born in 2003, I was like, what? She's 2 years younger than us. And we're like, what a baby. Years younger than us.
Oh, little baby. She's, like, literally 2 years younger than us. That's so funny.
I think it's just because she's literally so, like, she seems, I mean, obviously, no, we don't know her. But, like, I'm talking like I know her personally. She
obviously,
seems,
we don't know her.
Obviously, I don't know her. But, hey, girl, you want to hang out sometime? she just seems so sweet and, like, so harmless. Like, I just want to take care of her. And, I mean, that's my own problem. But I just saw a video of this girl on TikTok being like, like, women always talk about how they want to, like, nurture people in their relationships. And then me being like, I just want to, like, nurture Olivia Rodrigo. I just want to, like, keep her safe from the world.
No, yeah. I mean, she, like, at least from my perspective, it's, like, little sister vibes. I've never had a little sister.
Me neither.
But if Olivia Rodrigo was my little sister, I would just be like, everyone back the fuck off and let her do her thing.
Yeah,
but
which is how we feel now.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's impressive how, like, her album that just came out, like, her first album, had such, like, a variety of, like, types of songs on it.
Uh-huh.
Like, just the diversity, like, starting with Brutal. Like, if you compare Brutal and, like, Favorite Crime, like, the fact that those are on the same album is,
like, kind
of
insane. Oh, my God. Hope You're Okay is the last song on that album.
Yeah.
I get chills thinking about that song. I also think, like, we're talking about her, like, she's a little baby, but she's extremely, at least, introspective. Like, she's got Pisces Sun. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You but, can like, tell.
Yeah, she's extremely emotionally mature, like, her perspective on, like, all these things, like, her heartbreak to talk about things like, I just wanted to be enough for you, or, like, Jealousy even is, like, a song that acknowledges things that, like, I didn't acknowledge until, like, I was in college, like, being jealous of, like, girls and wanting to be them, and, like, just, like, based on what you see online.
Yeah. I think it's a good representation of, like, what, like, the younger generation that, like, really grew up. I mean, we grew up with social media, but not, like, new social media, so everyone was figuring out the kinks of everything, and I feel like things are so much more developed now. So I feel like hearing how, like, that affects, like, what you get jealous over, how often you're exposed to, like, someone that you're jealous of, and how, like, that affects you. And then also to go on that, like, journey with her through this album, like, talking about her breakup and everything that happened, like, through her songwriting and her production, like, it's very impressive. And, like, I can't do that now, and I wouldn't have been able to do that when I was, like, 17 or 18. Like,
oh, my God.
There's just no way. So it's really impressive what she's doing, and also that, like, I mean, people are making jokes about this on, like, TikTok, like, 23-year-olds are, like, me having to, like, push 16-year-olds in the pit at Olivia Rodrigo's concert, like, but, like, it's so interesting and impressive that she's 18 and she made a breakup album, but it's so relatable to so many different, the age range that she reaches is, I think, impressive for someone in this day and age.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, one of the first times I heard anything about her before she, like, really became a thing was from my older sister, who's, like, 7 years older than me, and she was like, have you heard that TikTok song? Like, it's so good. Like, All I Want. It was what she's talking about. And, just, like, the fact that, like, people in their 20s are like, oh, my God, like, me crying over the song written by, like, a 16-year-old. Like, well, I guess she's 17 when she wrote it. That she's 18 now. Incredible. One of my favorite songs off the album is Hope You're Okay, which I was talking about earlier. I think that is one of the best examples of how, like, advanced she is. Writing about something that isn't necessarily her own experience, like, just, like, people she knew, and just, like, oh my God, that song makes me cry. The, like, ability to have such empathy and, like, look at something that's so complex, like, the look back in that song, like, how, like, I mean, it took me a long time to look back at different points in my life, like, friendships from, like, childhood and, like, high school, and, like, be like, I feel like some sort of, like, grief and mourning over this, or these are the feelings I feel about a past relationship, like, a past friendship. Like, for her to have that at, like, she was 16, 18, 17 writing these songs, she's 18 now, like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how she does that.
Me neither.
Like it's insane. I think like having the ability to look retroactively and then like sort of not manifest, but voice that healing or like the journey of healing or whatever, like in a mm-hmm. song too, where you're dealing with like metaphorical stuff or mm-hmm. like music, and not even just like having to like process that like in your journal that no one else is ever gonna see. Like, yeah. I want to know like how that happened. Like, if she had like, well, she probably has journals, right? But like, how
girl, she better. Pisces sun, Libra Pisces moon. Sun?
You better have a journal.
You better got a journal.
To understand, like, your feelings comprehensively.
Comprehensively, yeah. I think the way she's able to put forward these ideas in a way that is not only clear and identifiable, but also that is, like, people can connect to and relate to, or that just make people feel something... I don't think I've ever written anything in my life that's been, like, emotional and, like, impactful in that way.
No, and...
I'm not talented.
No, Skylar, you are. I'm just kidding. But that's just the thing about...
I, like, start crying. I'm like, there's nothing good about me.
That's just the thing about, like, artists. And, like, some artists can do that really, mm-hmm. really well. And, like, a breakup is something that's pretty, like, pretty much, like, a universal experience.
Yeah.
Not for us, but maybe at some point. But, like...
Like, heartbreak.
Heartbreak, if it's a friendship ending or a, like, relationship with a partner ending. Like, there is...
Social media.
I think someone on TikTok was, like... maybe it was with Good For You. And they were, like, oh, my God, if you listen to this through the lens of, like, you, like, breaking up with your best friend, it hits so different.
Yeah,
you haven't been in a relationship... And I was like, whoa, okay, this is a new spin, and you're absolutely right. So I also just, like, art is objective, and, like, you can, like, listen to it through your own perspectives, and it, like, can have different meanings for you, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and I, like, I don't want to, like, be one of those people that's like, yeah, she's just like Taylor Swift because, like, she's her own artist and whatever, but, like, I think it is important to note that, like, you know, Taylor Swift is one of the best songwriters for, like, our generation. She is. No, the music industry. I don't want to hear laughter. I was being completely serious, and it's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. But, like, she came out with music in, like, what? Like, 2006, 2007, 2008, whatever. And, like, she was so young. She was around the same age. She was, like, 15. And, like, just people were impressed with her in the same way that we were impressed with, like, Olivia Rodrigo. We're like, you know, these were emotions I only knew how to process because I grew up with these songs. Like, it's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
What's in your water? You're so smart. I have to use that emotion wheel that someone posted on TikTok to, like, write in my journal correctly. The one that's like, if you are, like, generalizing your feelings to be, like, happy, bad, angry, like, follow this wheel.
No way.
It works. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, the way I, like, let myself cry once a month and then not again until the next month.
Not to sound like a toxic masculinity-infused male, but I don't remember the last time I cried. I'm, like, not... There's something so weird about me. I am not super, like, emotional, but I'm super sentimental. So I'll be on TikTok, and I'll see a video of a monkey breaking apart green beans with its family, and I'll start crying. Like, I won't cry, but, like, I'll tear up, and, like, I'll feel a lot. But, like, I'll have something really awful happen to me in my real life, and I'll be like, okay. And, like, I'll just keep going. God. Like, I don't... It's the Pisces moon, Virgo sun, Libra rising. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but when I was home, I didn't cry that much, and then, like, it takes a big change. Something about me, guys, hey, can I tell you a secret? Something about me is that...
This is therapy now.
I don't like change.
You do not.
It, like, no. Skylar, hello. Do you know who I am? I, I'm not, I don't, like, change that.
No, it makes me I was anxious. Agreeing, you do not.
Yeah. So, when I had a big change in my life, like, I cried. But I mm-hmm. don't, I mean, am I a frequent choir? Yeah, but not, like.
Choir.
Not choir, but not, like, all the time. I don't know. I don't, like, have a good sob unless it's my birthday or something big oh changed my in my God. Life.
I just, like, don't. It takes a lot to make me. Sometimes I really want to cry, too. Like, I want to sob. Like, I want to let it all out, and yeah. I just can't.
Interesting.
There's, like, some emotional blocks there. I gotta, like, meditate or something. And, like, sometimes I, like, I'll listen to songs. I'll be, like, I'll, like, text you. I'll be, like, crying to this. But it's, like, I really just, like. I have a little wetness in my eyes, and I'm, like, feeling a little bit. I cried. You know what? I cried at the Harry Potter movies. I think that was the last time I cried was when I watched them all back-to-back this summer. I cried a lot. So, okay. COVID summer. The first summer of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That was, like, not a like, good oh, time for...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But I was gonna say something about Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift.
Well, that's probably important because it's the topic of the episode.
Yeah. You were saying, like, oh, we can't compare it because, like, she's not Taylor Swift, like, whatever. And
she's her own artist, I agree. Yeah.
Obviously. But what I do like is that you can tell where she's getting inspiration from, mm-hmm. and, like, artists do that all the time, so it's obviously not just yeah. Olivia Rodrigo doing this. But, like, in Deja Vu, there's a part that sounds like the, like, a chorus or, like, the hook of, like, Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
And, like, you can hear it, and you're like, oh, that's cool, because, like, that sounds like this, and maybe that was inspired, yeah. and, like, that's cool when that happens.
I think that's something cool for anyways, our age group is because we're around the same age as her, so we yeah. grew up with the same musical, like, background as she, like, what she was listening to. Like, she grew up with, like, yeah. Taylor Swift and One Direction and Paramore and, like, you know, people like that. Yeah. So, like, we listen to her music and we see her drawing inspiration from that, and so we can appreciate yeah. it and be like, oh my God, this sounds like my favorite artist growing up, too. And then, like...
The references make sense to us.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, we can hear the musical, like, inspirations and appreciate them because we're like, oh, yeah, I like these sounds, too. I like this style also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Queen. I think that's what's cool about having... Queen. I think that's what's cool about having, like, such a, like, have a pop star sort of, like, that's famous be close to our age because mm-hmm. even though we said, like, oh my God, there's a rainbow. Oh my God.
How do you see a rainbow?
Oh my God. It's I'm sorry. Out. I'm interrupting the podcast to take a picture of the rainbow.
It's a double rainbow all the way. Remember the double rainbow video?
It's a double rainbow, Skylar.
Stop it, Emily. Awesome. I just said it's a double rainbow all the way. No, but who does remember the double rainbow video? That's like remember. The early stages of the... Okay. That's like the early stages oh my of God. The internet. That was like the same time period as like Chocolate Rain.
Oh, what's Chocolate Rain?
You're going, oh, what's that? Those are just like the original viral videos.
I wasn't
a late starter on the internet.
Yeah, I had strict parents. Hi, parents, love you.
Well, I had three older siblings, so they were putting me... I was, like, watching Smosh. Like, what... That's really funny.
I never watched Smosh.
Okay, great for you. Do you feel really good about that?
I do. I feel quirky and I feel different.
I liked Smosh. They're funny. What's wrong with you?
I'm not saying they're not funny. I'm just saying I never watched
them.
Well,
the original two people that created Smosh aren't even on it anymore. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
Just, like... That's just, like, a fun time capsule. Like, the beginning of YouTube, I was around for that. And I think that's so crazy because now YouTubers fight each other and fight TikTokers yeah. for money.
Yeah. Like, and now look at what it is. Disgusting.
This is what I mean when I'm like, I think technology can stop. I don't think we need any more.
There should be a stopping point.
We I think don't we're have at to it.
Keep going forever.
I think we're fine. I think the GPS was invented and that was enough.
The GPS was, like, invented and that's enough.
No, I'm not kidding.
I know you're not. It was just
the
funny.
GPS was perfectly fine. Like, I can get from point A. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, I can get from point A to point B, and that's all I need. And I can play my music in the car. That's really all I need.
Yeah.
Sagittarius, I mean, Mars. I'm like, it all has to do with being in the car and leaving, going somewhere.
As long as I can get up and leave a place I'm in, I don't need anything else.
All good. Oh, my God.
All good.
So that was a cool therapy session. Great.
Yeah, guys. Did anyone else feel like I got kind of deep? Anyways. I take it all back. Sucking in my words.
That is all gone. You guys will never hear any of that ever again.
Thank God this won't be published anywhere.
Thank God no one's going to hear this.
Yeah, thank God no one will hear this.
Emily, what are your three favorite songs from the album?
Okay, I've listened to the album. Mm-hmm. These are the three songs that I find myself listening to the most.
Yeah, just your current top three. It doesn't have to be forever.
Jealousy.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
And Deja Vu.
Okay. Yeah.
But also because I just haven't listened to, like, the sad songs that much.
Okay. Yeah. I like Jealousy. I think that might be my current favorite. It's the one I listen to the most. I like Favorite Crime. That one makes me pretty emotional. If I felt something enough, maybe I'd cry to that. And then I think my third is Hope You're Okay, which I keep talking about because it really...
Yeah.
I don't know. It just hits me where it hurts. Too sentimental.
Traitor also is... I like that one.
Oh, yeah. TikTok's murdering that song, too, though. It's like her entire album is on TikTok. Yeah. Her whole album.
Wait, yeah, Happier is, like, one of the top two songs right now on TikTok.
I swear to God, like, they're all on there. Like, so is Favorite Crime. The things I did just so I could call you mine. Which, that line? Yeah. Why did you write that, Olivia?
Okay, there are some lines where I'm like, girl, you didn't have to say that.
No. It's another girl in our diary. Emily and I always say whenever we listen to a song that's like hits too close to home, like we said it about Deb Talon from the Weepies the other day. We said it about Taylor Swift all the time. We said it about Ariana Grande. Now we're saying Ariana Grande. Olivia Rodrigo, another girl in a diary, just taking things and being like, girl. Yep, girl.
Get out of my diary.
Get your own.
Get your own. Yeah, no, but I really like her album. I need to listen to it more.
Yeah, me too. It's just the same thing with Driver's License. Like, when it's on TikTok all the time, it makes me not want to listen to it a little bit.
I know. So, guys, can you cut it out for a while so we can listen to the album and enjoy it?
Like, we get it. She's really talented because she is. Does that mean we have to use all of her songs for different memes on TikTok?
Yeah.
No.
Like, no.
No. Serious conversation with the TikTok community.
This is a pressing issue. Forget everything else.
If there's one takeaway from this, if there's two takeaways from this podcast episode, it's TikTok community, please stop abusing Olivia Rodrigo's album. And two, Olivia Rodrigo, get a diary. Get your own diary.
Get a diary. I want to know if she has a diary so bad.
She has one. There's no way she doesn't have one.
I know, but I want her to talk about it.
Emotional artsy girls have diaries. My favorite thing Taylor Swift ever did was when she released Lover. I didn't even read the diary because I didn't buy it. But, like, when she released Lover, she, like, created a book with some of her diary entries about different things that she talks about. Like, she has an entry about hiding out in London with Joe where she says, like, I get...
Shut up.
Yes, she was like, I get so worried about, like, things like all the goodness going away or whatever, and she's like, I just don't want to let the nasty world in, like, whatever. That's about her hiding away in London. So good. I love that. Oh, I love God. When people do that's, that let me read that your diary. So,
yeah, that is literally so juicy. I'm so nosy. I want to read that so bad.
I just love knowing the context behind songs, like, so much. And I think what fun fact about me is I could watch literally any artist talk about their songwriting process, even if I don't listen to their music or like their songs. I just love hearing creative people talk about how they do their art.
Yes.
I will watch Zach Sang interviews with someone I hate just because I like his questions about their, like, creation process. It's so fun. Yes. I just like hearing talented people talk about doing things that are interesting.
It's so interesting. I completely agree. That is so interesting.
That's why we need musician friends. And
yeah, if you're a musician, be our friend.
So we can just you can just talk all the time.
We have to like the genre of music you make, though.
I mean,
that's my only criteria.
Yeah, as long as we like the music. I mean, what genre don't you like? Like screamo?
Screamo country.
Okay, Emily, fun fact, I've been listening to a lot of country lately, but like good country. Like YOLA.
Modern?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. YOLA. I love YOLA. She's so good. I have to introduce YOLA. You to some good country. There's good stuff out there. You just have to go, you have to get past the yeehaw and get into just like,
because long as it's not yeehaw like trucks and whiskey and cowboy boots.
No, I know.
Skylar.
It's like, Emily, I can introduce you to the Kacey Musgraves, the hidden Kacey Musgraves of the country.
Okay, because I like Kacey Musgraves.
There's good country music. It's just, it's like any genre. If you listen to what they play on the radio or what they put on the Spotify playlist, you're not going to like it.
Right. Okay.
I'm just very open and I'm better than everyone.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Am I better than everybody because I listen to whatever genre? Yeah, I am.
Skylar, you would not sit here and listen to like an emo scream.
No,
like,
I hate screamo. Metal rock band. Even when I went through my my punk rock phase for 5 Seconds of Summer, I hated screamo so much. Yeah, I refused. Luke Hemmings could not even make me listen to Bring Me the Horizon. Okay,
not even Luke Hemmings could make me listen.
And to now he's Bring engaged, so wasn't worth it. Anyways, so when she goes on tour, we should go see her. And
oh my god,
beat
I
up
agree.
The and then, 13-year-olds in the crowd.
Yes. Guys, let's all go to an Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Meet up at an together. Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Yes. Stop. Podcast meetup.
Do you think Olivia Rodrigo.
Meet us in person? That'd Olivia be crazy. Rodrigo. I want to meet her too.
Queen, if you hear this, if you see one of our TikToks, hey, we love you.
Comment on it.
Girl, we want to hear you talk about your songwriting process, and we want you to read us your diary.
Yes,
we'll read you ours.
Guys.
Hey, Olivia, you want... If she asked me, I would let her read my entire diary. All of them.
Yeah.
I have, like, obviously. 5 of them sitting on my bookshelf. She can read them all.
You can read every single one, Olivia.
She can read my manifestation journal. She can have it.
Oh, my God. Skylar, you're saying a lot of bold statements.
I know.
Right
I would. I would.
Oh my god.
Watch her, like, publish it. Like, humiliating me publicly.
She takes pictures and posts them on Twitter.
Oh
she
my
asks
god.
You, she's like, these are Skylar's journal pages.
Well, this episode went by fast.
I know. It's because Skylar and I haven't spoken to each other in literally a week.
We're like dogs that, like, we're just, like, pulling at the leash to get on this FaceTime call.
I know.
It's okay.
So sad.
I know. It's okay, I'll come visit you soon.
Oh my god, yes. Then we can film.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. But thanks for listening, guys. Thanks, Abby. We love you.
Love you.
Our supporter. Thank you for everybody who's coming back to listen to our podcast every week. Thank you to all the new faces here. Love seeing you. If you didn't know, we can see you in your house right now. It's a one-way window.
This is a surveillance state.
This podcast is our surveillance podcast. You listen, we get to see you.
You guys look so cute today. So
yeah, I love your hair, queen.
Oh my god.
Follow us on social media. All the links are in the description. Send us a little link in bio. Send us a little DM, a little message. If you have any requests for people you want us to talk about, people whose birth chart you want us to talk about, any games you want us to play, any TV shows or movies or books you want us to talk about, leave us a little message. We'll never know if you don't tell us. And if you don't message us, Emily is going to start messaging people at random.
I'm going to start DMing everybody.
Those are our threats of the week.
That's threats of the week. Hope you guys enjoyed.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.